Jeremy Bradley here, back live in Nova Scotia. Again, you can check out all the fun at jbonair.com. Follow the links to Nova Scotia. And I'm in Lunenburg, probably a town that most of you haven't heard of, just walking through ships everywhere. There's people painting. It's a nice, glorious day here, sunny and warm. And there's a woman about to take a picture of me because she wonders what I'm doing walking down the street and talking. Would you mind coming over here just for 2 seconds? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Your name?
Monica.
Monica, Jeremy Bradley here, all the way from Winnipeg. Are you from Canada? Where are you from?
I'm from Nova Scotia.
So a local. Okay, so this is perfect. So this boat that I'm seeing that's covered in a tent, what's the story? What's going on?
The Blue Nose 2. You don't know about the Blue Nose 2, Jeremy Bradley?
Yes, I do. I just want to see if you know about it.
Okay.
Why don't you tell me? What did you tell me the significance? There's people actually trying to take pictures. Let's just kind of move along so we don't get in their way.
So you've seen the dime, the Canadian dime with the blue nose on it.
Every paycheck.
So that's the Blue Nose too that you're looking
at. So this is the actual boat that we have that there's on currency in this country.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And our famous racing schooner. Famous.
A schooner?
It's a schooner.
What is a schooner?
A racing boat.
Oh, okay. That's a schooner.
That's a schooner.
A big boat like that races.
It races.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
It's won the Fisherman's Trophy for 20 years in a row. Not recently, but many years ago.
Wow. So have you lived here? You're from like this town or where are you
no,
from?
No, I'm not. I'm from the South Shore further down. I'm scouring my backyard.
Oh, so just enjoying the night. I mean, it's a beautiful day. Everybody's sort of taking a stroll down by the water. I mean, the impression that I'm getting here, and correct me if I'm wrong, sort of a sleepy town, laid-back feeling. Yeah?
Yeah, UNESCO World Heritage Site. Very important to Lunenburg.
Oh, right.
So even as a local, people love to come here and explore brightly colored houses. You're right about the laid-back atmosphere. Lots of great restaurants to eat at.
Now, this is the funny thing, because a lot of our listeners might be able to compare this either to San Francisco, being with the sloped streets and the houses close together, or something that I noticed when we were here for in Newfoundland, anyway, for the Juno Awards a couple years ago. Houses very close together, you say, you know, it's sort of like old houses, and it just, some streets actually sort of look like a movie set, and that's not, I don't think that's an insult, like it's just a picturesque sort of town. What is there to do here then? Like, it seems very casual, laid back, so on a Friday, Saturday night, what's the thing to do here?
So, come eat out, stroll the streets.
Right.
Grab a horse and buggy ride, learn some history.
Oh, I heard some clip-clops. I didn't see any horse. Yeah, I've heard it, but maybe I'll take a little ride. I see there's an H&R Block down the way there next to a Subway, so it's quite progressive here.
It's very progressive.
Yeah.
Known for some very luxurious spas as well.
Oh, spas, yes. You know what? I do have an appointment at a spa, so maybe I'll compare and we'll see what it is. What are you doing for the rest of the day? What's going on?
I'm exploring.
Are you exploring? Well, would you like a date? Would you like to come with me?
I would love to.
Okay.
Where are we going?
No pressure. Just put her on the spot as we're talking here. Your name, Monica.
Monica
is the name. All right. Well, you know what? Why don't you, if you don't mind sticking around, we'll hang around in Lunenburg here for a little while, and maybe we'll explore a little bit, if that's all right.
Sounds like a date.
And you know what? And maybe I'll pick us up some lunch after.
Sounds
good. I've got the company credit card. All right. We've got to get back to the music again. Look at this. She's such a good sport. I didn't even expect her to say, yeah, watch, she's going to ditch me right as soon as we leave here. But anyway, jbonair.com, all of the fun stuff in Nova Scotia. Back to the music right now on the show.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.